What up? It's your boy Big Country back with another one. You know what I'm saying? Keeping it real with your boy Big Country. I just had something on my mind while I'm sitting there just chilling, you know what I'm saying? About, I don't know, man. Me and my wife was just one day in the living room watching a movie. Watching the Leaving Neverland shit. I don't know, that shit had my mind blown, man. Like, this shit goes into graphic details about what Michael Jackson's supposed to do to these two young boys and the boys in general, like that. I don't see how people trying to bring that man up like that now. Like, everybody else they going for right now is alive. But this motherfucker been dead for a couple years now. Like, the whole R. Kelly shit and Bill Cosby, the Marcus Houston B2K situation, you know what I'm saying? All that shit. You know what I'm saying? Now they want to bring this shit up. But when a man was about to get convicted of the charges, he didn't get convicted. But R. Kelly, they damn sure about to lock R. Kelly ass up, because that surviving R. Kelly shit. But man, I don't know. I guess when it comes down to, you know what I'm saying, doing that to, I mean, doing that shit is wrong. That shit, like, it's seriously wrong. But I'm just sitting here thinking about the whole Michael Jackson shit, man. Like, how the two dudes they were interviewing had no emotion behind it. Like, if you looked at the surviving R. Kelly shit, them motherfucking females in there balling, bro. Balling. But when it came down to these two dudes, man, they had no emotion on their face. You know what I'm saying? Like, they was emotionless. Like, I couldn't believe them. I couldn't believe what they were saying. Because in the other situation, I mean, if you get touched or molested or raped, period, that shit is hurtful. You know what I'm saying? It scars you. Of course, you're going to feel emotionless behind that. Especially if that shit was going on for some years, you feel me? I mean, you all fucked up behind that shit. You gonna show some type of emotion about it when you talk about it. You know what I'm saying? But it, I don't know, man. It's just crazy how the length that people would go to get noticed, get their name noticed. Like, you that thirsty to get noticed that you gotta put false accusations on a person, as such as rape, molestation, abuse, and all that shit, man. You gotta do all that shit, tell lies about all that shit, just to get noticed. Me? I would never do no shit. I don't respect people that do that shit. You that thirsty, clout, you that thirsty that you gotta clout chase another person's name, you gotta fuck up another person's name, life, reputation, and shit like that, just so you can get noticed. I don't respect that. That's fake. I mean, if it happened, you know what I'm saying? I feel bad, you know what I'm saying? I feel bad for you. You know what I'm saying? Because the shit is wrong. Especially when it comes to little kids. Oh, man. I don't see how people can do that to little kids. What pleasure do you get out of touching little kids? I don't get that shit. To the people that out there doing that nasty ass shit, man, y'all know where y'all going when y'all pass, man. And I wish a motherfucker would touch my kids, man. And I know my wife going all back, so ain't no telling her nothing. Let me find out you touch my kids, bro. I swear to God, I'm going back to jail. And if any real parent out there will feel the same way I feel, man, because children didn't ask to come into this world, man. They are blessings. Every child in this world, no matter what race, even if they sick, you know, dysfunctional and all this other stuff, man, they got problems going on. Kids are blessing, man. I love my kids to death. I don't see what can you get from a young kid. What pleasure can you get out of that shit? You a sick motherfucker. And to the women out there getting raped, You know what I'm saying? To the women out there missing, to the dudes out there killing women and shit. Like, y'all some sick motherfuckers too, you know what I'm saying? Because women are a blessing too, because without the women, the kids wouldn't be here, you know what I'm saying? Our next generation wouldn't be here. So for you to get to be that way, it's wrong, you know what I'm saying? It's wrong as hell. And this girl's doing that. Girls doing that shit too. I mean, it's crazy. Like, the whole situation is crazy. The world is scary. That we gotta worry about this type of person is gonna touch this kid or kidnap this kid or kidnap this woman. You know what I'm saying? Whatever, man. I don't get it. I don't see it. Like, I can't. I was raised better than that. My motherfucking people that play that shit know it. I won't. You know what I'm saying? Because as a person, as a parent, as a man, I gotta protect what's mine. I'ma go to the distance to make sure my people are straight. And I know there's plenty of people, real mothers, fathers, you know what I'm saying? I hear they would do the same thing, and I salute y'all for that. But to you sick motherfuckers out there that's doing that shit, y'all need to stop, man. Oh man, I just love to get that out of my head, man. But if y'all got any comment on that, you know what I'm saying, let me know what's happening about the situation. You feel me? And it's your boy Big Country. You dig?